Hello, a will tussa a giri nismo how to gael idle hail. Well, ta dan ursa going deep.
Yes, Tom with Air Patreon. We'll have a bonus app that drops every Thursday. Let Nismo Gwelga, August Nismo Glush.
And we also have monthly Q&As. We have all our podcasts in full video form and we will add you to the close friends.
So sign up to our Patreon, August Tour Talk Yuck Star Bud Kraila.
Link to our Patreon is in the show notes.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
You're listening to How to Gael, an Acast production.
Hello, Acorda. August fall to rove. Go How to Gael. Lumsa Shiva.
Lumsa Thirin.
August Lumsa Louise. Well, Acorda, come to Thomage.
I'm reeling over Rodaig and Gwyl Louise Dierachtreich Ra Vimer kind to me Allard the hen obviously and Fi Louise Ra. Well, for my hen, you know, I had one white night to let people get white out of their system and just I thought it was iconic.
But do you know what, actually taking this Mar, yeah. Like Gok hen a Thomas Heish of air shock smoky on hen, it's always that the Wiglurug Rodaig and Lakahov, and you always for some Rodaig reason talking to a Rodaig and Bond, yeah. And you're like, I'll wear this, and you're like, fuck, I fucking can't.
Fresh in so Vima Hen Sarank, and when you wear Harlar, there's nothing nicer than a Guna Bond.
Yeah, Leshen Tan.
And I was like, we'll have a white night. And girls, I thought it was fucking stunning.
Yeah.
Gachina looked, you know, in sync, it was like a girl band moment.
Yeah, no, it could never girls, be me. I will never let everyone else wear white while I'm wearing white. But fair play this.
This is where I'm like, Sean Diffriacht, Itter and Chor going out. Oh my, this wouldn't even enter my head. But anyway, continue on.
You would actually couldn't. Lame to shock Gummohen.
No.
Tom and Clania all got on Faith John, but just know it was everything we dreamed of.
Iconic. Iconic. Yes. So exciting. Yes.
But so all in words than Faith John.
I'm sure people feel like they were there, unless your Instagrams are fads.
We
my
didn't
God.
Stop posting.
My God. Yeah. My
but
God.
Look, anyway. Get the people what they want.
We'll say no more.
On what they roll on Faith. So,
for
yeah,
the small price of €7, Savi, Begum Scale or Fadagut, air our Patreon. August full video.
Oh, yeah.
Will not be going to bonus eps, but full video actually, doing
we were
an ish.
Only in Dingle for Fela Bialtina, and it was Shiva's hen. So I mean, what could have gone wrong?
Pagan rave, babies.
In fairness, a lot rave. Could have gone wrong. A lot more could have gone wrong than did.
A lot went very right though, and tune into Patreon to find out.
Yes. Okay, I'll
merch.
Okay,
we're
okay,
really
okay,
being
okay,
fucking
okay. No, so
we're
annoying.
Blue balling yeah, being yeah, yeah,
I know
gobble,
what
gobble, gobble.
Do you want me to sing a Tame and a Jock?
Absolutely not. No. Tom would...
Was that a no?
No, obviously not.
I fully heard it. I actually thought you were like, absolutely.
Absolutely not. Do you know, actually, so Cathy Gunnarin wouldn't air fod abso-fucking-lutely.
Yes, this is a new thing.
This is a new thing where it's described in a coup and a raw, as Sheba would say, abso-fucking-lutely.
Yeah.
So Cathy Gunnarin shot a Yerin wouldn't have come in it.
You know, there you go. Cathy and the Ruddy Gunnarin meet... Okay, so abso-fucking-lutely.
Darren does a Gunnarin shit, a gyad on
a oh, yeah, Darren does a gyad on Tamar fod.
Darren, girl.
Oh yeah,
girl,
I'm such a girly
girl.
Yeah.
I'm
a
yeah.
I love it though.
Love it.
Sorry, girl.
So
like,
much,
yeah. No, it's so good. It's so
girl
good.
Girl is very much a Limerick/Cork thing though. I feel I've always said girl.
Yeah.
If I'm in a swing of things, I'm like girl. Like,
oh, can I just say something? Louise calls her mom girl.
Yeah.
She's like, girl. No, sorry, girl. Come on.
Yeah,
like, I'm full Limerick. Yeah, yeah. Or hon. Going to hon or
her. Do I say love? I'd say
or love. Love. Better love. Yeah, yeah, yeah,
and
yeah.
I actually fucking hate when I say love because I hate it. I'm like, are you all right, love?
No,
and
but
I'm
you
like,
know.
Oh, so, no.
Carey, sorry.
I was going to say. Oh, sorry. Sorry. Okay, go on.
Well,
go on. Curry
Kester
douche.
We're just going to roll a cane roll that Yerin's Louise on a quid.
Like.
I guess my
I'm so stressed.
Like the Coke, no hook.
Yeah, yeah, I'm so busy.
Oh, I wish I didn't say that all the time.
No, it's all right. Yeah, I guess Tom would look tall. Ta Kovog and this, the gad.
Yeah. Oh, I think. Yeah,
the gad. Yeah, the gad.
Yeah,
I've
no say, crotch words, do I? I definitely do.
I have
do,
so you know. Many of them. But
jeepers. Are worth your jeepers and chin?
No.
There's your jeepers. I think you said jeepers there.
Do you know what you do, Orinthy? You go into a little American accent. Orinthy, you're like, yes. Oh my God.
Because I feel that's my, like, if I'm like, if I make she's struggling to get into it now. I'm trying, let me get it. Do you know what? It'll happen. Gnadúrtha. When I'm trying
to do Sinn Féin, you do this real nasally like country voice. Gnadúrtha. Like you do that. But I don't know. Like her little culture.
You do that as well. You do this like.
Yeah, that's so sick. Why do I do that though?
I kind of like you're like
gobble gobble gobble
gobble gobble gobble gobble. Cash now, right? You know, like Nasasnik on the Galanta, they'd be like, "Oh, darling, darling."
Yeah. Well, you know, that's not Galanta. That's fucking the only way is Essex and Cleagher North way.
No, but oh, sorry, in Cleagher North way. But like, okay, really imagine nice I'm that. Saying
you're thinking made in Chelsea, like
yes, or made in Chelsea. The way they'd be like, "Darling," but like, I'd darling. Love now. If I, Fos, Tommy Drow, Tommy just roll
it. Gemma Collins, baby.
Yeah, but like, Bravadams and I were like, not obviously were they like air enough, but I'd be like, oh, come on, creator. Like, I kind of like creator like that. Yeah. Like, oh, like, now I'd always think of my aunt, she'd always be like, I would always say now if someone was a bit of an old creator, like, you know, but I'd also like it in the sense of, as a term, well, come on now, creator. Yeah, it
is. My nana has a cute one. She always says pettin, and I'm like, it's so cute. Pettin, if you're a little small pet, you're a little
pettin. Oh, a little dote.
Yeah,
dote.
She's like, how are you now? Come in here, pettin. And you're like, oh, like, I'm 31, but I'm a pettin. I still am.
Yeah. Or, a dote. Or,
doteen.
Doteen. Or
Erin Doteen. Oh, yeah. Roisin, show again, if she's ever done your smithu in DG Car.
Oh, yeah.
She's always like, you've a lovely face, dote.
Doty's calling.
Yeah, I'm going to show you a doteen.
Yeah, and she'd do it in the like doteen.
No, doteen. Just do as I do. August Kerr, Alicious at the end of every name. They're delicious.
Kesh actually cared. Like, I was just like a raw, like, oh, like, thanks. Kane kind of.
Where are the tanks?
Or tanks.
Rolling.
Kane, like, Anum. Or Kane, like, an Eric Shivadini. Oh, thanks, babe. Like, Kerry Eric Shivadini.
I just say thanks.
I'd
say thanks, girl, if it was a girl. Saying it to men as well. I'm like, oh, hey, girl. Yeah, it's desperate. Like,
no, but I was a girl. That's the Irish.
Oh my god, I was like, yes.
Inchkina.
Yes.
Non-gender conforming. I don't give a fuck. You're always gonna be a girl.
Oh my god. I think it's such an intimacy, isn't it? Come on, girl. Yeah. But you know, it's worth more to Sahil and Khamayu, but like, well, a Chaleen, do you know?
A Chaleen, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, Kaimish and
Hussein.
A Chaleen, Holly. A dog, my girl.
We give me the ick when we do this.
I love it. My favourite thing. No, I feel like I'm a group at Hull.
No, I hate listening to it on other podcasts when people saying, I like it, really annoys me. We've really gotten into it.
My best fan of Hull life.
But I think it's not Dorha in our good kind of Yuckmid breaking into song.
Well, we're just so musical. Such musical creative.
And
girls.
Actually,
That's my own. Okay.
I would say it confidently, baby.
No, we're Ormer Vosh. No, that's a We're Water.
Oh, fuck it. Now I do love him.
Dave Lum.
We love
Ave Maria, Morave, is the summer water, this Mother Day. Jesus, you'd swear we believed in God.
Stunning.
Okay, I call it the Tame and a Shock in the Show, and if you may sprag a leveret fui shaw, Maranig and Dara Shock Machine, Tomisha fucking clue the Libruses. Like, oh, one Gabor. So.
Sign of a good time, girl.
Well, I don't know about that. So, Tame and Shock the Shaw is how to be injured. So, the Gary Clutched off we like, unwill shiv clumsy, Ervrishiv more on Knav, Agashiv a Foss and Irda. Who is more covered in bruises, Hayes and Dara Shock the Machine? So.
Well, will I start this off by giving you scar of
Did you fall off a Vespa?
Yeah. I'm unflexible at the minute.
I could actually, in the position we're in right now, give Derek a leash of bail, but I wouldn't. I could go Derek a shock. Yeah, it's looking great.
No, my hair, sorry. I'm not talking about the laser. What a waste of the laser on my hair, on my leg. But anyway, I'm in between tanning sessions.
No, go on, dude. Tell us about your scar.
No, it's just that's an update. It's as I actually think we'll say my hand all
fresh. And Nigiri the rash because those dogs with Narboshi that happened really recently.
Yeah, sorry. Okay.
Stay rash and things. On Rev Shiv, or actually Genoa Guiv, a Veg Gurtha, a Shiv of Fossany. It's like, were there many trips to the hospital?
Oh, I've never seen hospital, but I would always have like, it's Queenlam. I flipped over on my scooter and knocked out my two front teeth.
Oh!
The may better shock. And I'll tell you something, right? The tooth fairy came. £4 I got. I got £4 from the, that was major arrogant. Oh my God, in 2000, and it was a traumatic £4.
Yeah, no.
Oh
no,
my God.
That's fucking stingy. Tell the tooth fairy and Kintar to up her game. Like,
guys, in, I thought I won the fucking lotto.
£4 Was it 1972? Back
it was probably 1999, actually. That was big. Like, girls, £4 that day. Come on, or that time. Oh, I was dining out on that for months. We used to go to the shop.
400 penny sweets.
Yeah.
Just was going to say, what were you dining out on?
Penny sweets. That was back in the day when like a Freddo bar was 15 cents.
Yeah.
And you know, like, death, in ten pence. 10 pence
to school
even.
And bare feet. We brought the turf on our back.
No, but I actually remember waking up that morning, and I couldn't get over. I'd never had like £4 in my hand before. Like, it was, you know.
Oh my God, what is the name? What
girls,
is the name
was,
of, the,
was,
of the child in
Angela's
Ashes? Like,
no, in Scrooge. What's the name of the child in Scrooge? That's what you sound like.
Oh yeah, Timmy or whatever the fuck.
Little Tim.
Tiny Tim.
I never had £4 in my hand before.
I'm sorry, I was in wrong hand. Like, this was the day of a block yet. That was actually big money back then.
But on Phelan Keshker, so on Rev, on Shaw, the milk teeth Gofola Vio new one.
Oh, milk teeth. Oh yeah.
Falling out anyway.
Oh yeah, no, absolutely, yeah.
But Kyger's on a fiend for him, right?
Yeah, do you know Tascar Gofola Gomer McLuhan? No, seriously. Okay, again, she's like, look at it. No, seriously, you actually can see it. That's when I knocked out my two front teeth.
Oh wow,
shocked.
Darlene, yeah.
Okay,
I guess like are all shishin like reinert, like just Mohim Gomer shishin have a traumatizing fall.
Nah, she got over fairly quick.
One phase.
Do you know, like, I actually be thinking about this now. This is ridiculous, but like, I get over things very quickly. Like, I just, and I don't know, is it that I just don't deal with them or I just don't give a fuck?
Your skin.
Yeah. But like, I would be emotional, yellow worthy, but like, once I'm over it, I am just, like, sometimes it surprises me. I just, that's it. It's gone. And I rarely think of it again, which is, I don't know, is it good for they? Sometimes I'm like, is there something wrong with me? Because this would definitely bother me more, but I'm just, don't care.
No, Martha, they just because let a nodder.
I love it. There you go, girls. Yeah. No, seriously,
literally,
I'm not,
you're so rooted in the
guys, I just love
Talva,
it.
Louise cared fuses to a fascinese for more on.
I don't know, because who lads said during? I think we were, you know, Nora Dos Marinius, it was rough and ready. We were out the back, we were jumping off trees, we were falling off bikes. It all was like just part of on Eshbrish fascinese for us, Fuintua. I do have a scar in my eyebrow that I always colour in. The hair has never grown back. Apparently,
really?
I actually jumped off an evergreen tree. Like, I genuinely, lads, I was always
doing gymnastics.
Literally thought, this is. Dad was like, you could look out the back window of our house at any given time and you would know where you'd find us. We could be up trees, we could be swinging off. I think just Fiamer, kind of Fionn, but also just having a great time. Like,
it's giving George
we weren't
the
restricted.
Jungle.
George of the jungle. I'll tell you something, Gas, right? So there's, I've touched George of Forkagum and we used to do this thing. We've this like long L-shaped bungalow, right? And we used to drive around it in our bikes, but we used to love, so I was in the Nishan, I still am in the Nishan, I think. And I would cycle around, but I would tie my bike onto Niamh's bike and Niamh would tie her bike onto Marion. And then Niamh Ornaach in a bawbog, like she was literally in the little Cleavon inside in the house, right? And this, it's so funny when you're number four in the line, like, you know, your parents probably don't be a Thornton Machin.
Yeah.
Not Ara, but you know, they an orange bay. They're like up the walls. Mom was probably Igmuna. Dad was whatever. And Orna was in this little Moses basket. So anyway, we robbed her out of it. And we thought it'd be a cute idea to put Orna into this little Sesame Street doll's buggy that we had, okay? And then tie the doll's buggy onto the third bike. So now we're three bikes deep and a little Orna, who is literally, I'd say, three no care of me.
Oh my God.
Okay, is in this, tied into this little buggy, okay? So anyway, we're like, I'm fucking Lady Muck at the front, cycling on without stabilizers, like booting along. I thought it'd be so cute that we'd all be in a little train, you know, like Kayla. So it's fine when we're going around the straight of the house. Can you imagine?
Yeah.
And then Thagan and Cúna. So I zip around on my bike. Niamh comes after me. And then the little Sesame Street pram we'd Orna in goes flying down the driveway and she just kind of like falls out and there's like a little baby on the tarmac. And like, I remember, no, I do remember Mom fucking egg scradial mock on the nook and she's like, what the fuck? She like runs out and Orna's just like,
Wasn't on the street though, was it?
No, it was funny, she got lamped onto like the tarmac of the just like
of the driveway though.
Of the driveway.
Oh, thank God! Imagine that.
She went flying out of like. Do you know those little baby boring buggies that you'd get to put your doll in?
Yeah,
we had her in that. Yeah, so like that Neil was never going to survive the Kuna.
Come here, listen. It did her no harm. She's a doctor over in the fucking Manhattan. So do you know what? I could have done with being fucked out of a few prams myself.
Literally, but I like even Mom will say you were so bold. You'd come into the kitchen, you know, and you'd be like, "Mom, can we take Orna outside?" And she was like. Mom would be like, no, like she's asleep. And you know, she'd be lying in the cot and we'd get our fingers and put them on her eyes and pull them up. And be like, she's not asleep. She's awake. So she was really, I think, reared rough and ready. But sure, she's on thin ice, Clista.
There you
go. Out of all of us, the doctor in Manhattan.
The bang did her good.
The bang did her no harm. So I don't know, did I get away murder? I orchestrated probably the bangs of a lot of the siblini. But Ni raf me gurtha gamasa riav, ni raf me shadiog, gurtha gmei mugluin, gudona, din of glockioch. Actually, I did like my cruciate ligament and MCL ligament and all of the ligaments. I twisted it. Exchange of somersault. It all sounds very glamorous, but lads, it's been a disaster.
It doesn't. I can assure you, it really doesn't. A somersault, it all sounds a bit fucking.
Well, cool girl, exchange of somersault. At least it's a good way to go.
You're such a cool girl.
Yeah.
So I'm a cool girl. And I'm going too far.
Sorry, just think you're on Fiva Connor. Sorry, and you're sorry.
I'm just hyper. Okay.
But on Rod, anyway, Fuin Lewin, it's a disastrous place to injure. Oh, I would have been better to break my arm because Anish na blianth aniog, it's such a niggly injury that still comes back.
Do you know,
na blianth aniog. But I think ego now, I'm like when you're shadiog, I never fucking rehabbed properly. I didn't do on physio galore. I like went to the hospital and got the bits done initially, got the like initial surgery and all that, popped it back into place, and then you're meant to be a Jane of galore stuff, you know, to rehab, and I never did it. So an ishag is my trocha.
But the gefolin and rin all.
Tom and rin, but it like come back really sore, and sometimes it pops out, and that's really fucking.
Yeah.
It hasn't happened in a few years actually, but actually Riv Bavanish, I had these reoccurring nightmares that during my first dance my knee would pop out, and because you know Vishavik Keshtu on Tachtan on Tachtan Shkata, would I do Dancing with Stars, and the truth is no, because I'd be so scared my knee would
pop out
on live TV it. And I just we can pop and lock it.
She's gripping my arm here. She's the fear the idea of it, like
just a little bit of crawl.
Are you doing the American samba? Be lovely there.
Yeah, you'd be great in all the glittery goodness. Let's manifest that for the week.
Shivani Rourke would fucking love to be on Dancing with Stars. Yeah. I know it.
You would be a good little dancer. Yes, girl.
Dom Ruthie Griffin Neone is Ibrew Stocks a Schedule.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, girl, you would.
Yeah, in a heartbeat.
Tell us about your injuries.
So, now this is actually very embarrassing. Now, ni higgy shiv shisho. Because ni shaw on canal dini a thought one of. But I'm pretty sure Gadigi quit their nay story. I was a pick me poshta.
Okay.
Any hint of an injury, I was like, "Mom, we need to go to A&E."
Stop.
Like the hours my mom spent with us in A&E, and I'd be like, "Yeah." And like, I'd like Dom Rodiger hit me or my love new McCoss. I'd be like, "No, like it's really good though. Like I'm a Dougherty in hospital." Like my poor mother, serious? And it was never that bad. But
and
I
like,
insisted.
Would your mom not be like, "Will you fucking get up out of it now?"
No,
oh my God, we wouldn't have been brought.
Yeah, like I probably claimed that a lot, and my parents were like, "No, you're grand."
No, but like the or wine actually, girl, like proper hit me. Kermit Malav there, like cooler than egg, and actually Vishir Uskald, and I full on fell out and downstairs. So everyone was convinced that my love was Brista, but it wasn't. But I insist. No, I didn't insist. They insisted I bring me to the hospital, and I got a bit of a cast because they couldn't decide. But I was one of these people. Oh dear, lads, sheepers.
Yeah, well,
Pollens and Ernie were
there. Yeah, there you go.
I was one of these girls. I loved going to school with a cast or a crutches.
Oh yeah, a bit of attention, yeah.
And the Orwine, right, that I was on crutches and like hamming the shite out of pay routine new were they going to be out, right? And the 18 on a Viog McGriff or 18, she like Trinu Carr, I've been missing Sierra Ka here, and she took something that I was working on. So I get up off the chair and I run after her. My mom goes, "You can walk."
Oh my God.
And I got caught fucking rapid. I was like, "Oh my God, it's a miracle, Mom."
Stop.
Yeah, no, I'd be really, really good on a like aim dash. And aim dash.
Lads,
to, like,
that would have been bet out of us now. Oh. If we had pulled a stunt like that. Oh. I actually think we wouldn't have gotten out of it.
So, do you know what's hilarious? One time when I was better cooing the shade, I got my first ever cramp, do you know, like a bad cramp in your
cuffs.
Yeah. But like near a viscum cadvidal araig, and it was a really bad cramp. So I didn't know like to stretch out of it, obviously. And I vimessa shomasitis vala, and I was like, "Oh my God!" Like I had a fucking conniption because I was like, "There's something." They were thinking through the machos. I don't know cadvian. I was like, "I think the chap preached there or whatever." And they were all like, fucking stretch it out. And they're like, you may, like, you may hina mach. And then, like, they're like, that was the most dramatic thing ever. That was whatever. Could be in a day ago, and I still, like, get slagged about it so much. They're like, they'd be really like, oh my God, they're in so dramatic. Should you remember that time?
No,
she got
but
a cramp.
Tá Ruddy, a Quiv Noak, the clowner, yeah. This has absolutely nothing to do with Aonor the Frisian who Gertu, but we were playing Discovering Ireland, you know, in
Clinton. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, what a game.
Great game.
Yes,
yeah, like, and I pronounced a certain Balia in Erin as Yugal.
Oh, y'all, lol. That's on
a. But on Huelga Air, nah.
Ochal, yeah.
So,
Ochal.
Like, technically, like, Nira was coming on me, Kiart, but they have never, ever let me live it down.
Should gas.
Yugal.
Yugal.
Yugal, yeah.
My father, Yugal.
That's fucking
but
hilarious.
But not gas and really, like, I can say, fasting is when you feel like it's a sound, like, going on, or that you think crutches are cool, like, or that you think a cast is cool.
Yeah.
Like, I have to say, Nora Vias, it crutches. It was actually in fifth year whenever I did my big knee damage. I was fucking, I hated it because in shout out Closh girls, in Laura Closh, there was no elevator. It's a really tall school, so it's like Cuig, Orlor or whatever, and there was all stairs. And I was like, oh my God, I feel like mortified to be crutching up and down these stairs in front of all the other years.
No, that's so embarrassing. I can't believe you didn't have a lift. I had a lift in my school.
I'm mortified. Take my bag for me, please. I'm a cripple. Someone help me, boys.
Yeah, sexy boys.
Sexy boys. Oh, yeah, no, just hatting on Orlo.
Oh, sorry. Crutches gave me the ick of myself.
Yeah, but yeah. Well, we already spoke about this, that you were so good up and goey that, like, anything holding you back.
Yeah, bather, yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Look, a cast now I would have liked. I never had a cast. Yeah. I liked the signing of the cast.
Yeah, do you know what I mean? Like, honestly.
That was real bone school kind of vibe.
Yeah, because bore her food. And, oh my God, Ciara Horla.
Yeah.
Honestly, I'm giving myself the ick, but I was a pick-me posta.
Gas, yeah.
Go on, Vishkela, get to there.
We were still around Nervy Mishni Soga. I don't know, do you know this about me? But Nervy Mani Soga.
Listen, Mayday Machan with the Gaelic fucking probably.
But Fleisk Memo Eardrum, Nervy Mani Soga, right? I was fucking. Yeah, like Vima really old. I'd say, I think I was playing. So I don't know, we used to have fascinations like we met really old with puddles, you know, and you'd be like messing, we'd be like rolling around in the puddles and everything. Yeah, absolutely. And then for my draw ear infection, I was cleaning them gefold an ear infection, like it was like there was stuff oozing out of my ear. Like near me I better shock new ocht. Yeah. Good again. And anyway, flays my eardrum, but like it's grand now. You know, they're like they're like, oh, usually these like a boshy chobiog, like they just heal. But then actually, Vierm abroad all their Vima Cahardeog and they just sewed it back together, which is a bit mad. But you can see the scar. Yeah, is in modern medicine amazing? Tan scarf was gummer chul machluas. So I think, I don't really know what happened.
Oh my God,
is it a big scar? Like, I've actually never seen it, obviously, because
it's like a hairline.
It's actually on an eighth, though.
Yeah. So, like, I think they like sliced my ear off.
It looks like.
Yeah, and then like sewed it back together and but
on
like
massive,
I mean
see, I would have thrown out like stitching Nathie in of
oh my God amazing yeah and then sewed it back together and like
you know
oh yeah oh we have identical scars because actually hit my ass Maroher in the Lewis tracks. This was fucking hilarious. Hit my ass Maroher's Lewis tracks. Four man train O'Kuntan Clore Hernashka Blackley, right, this is so gas, had all my stuff on, like, you know, the little carrier bikes you'd have on the back of a bike. Cycled then from Houston Station out to Clontarf. It was Lauren Tharig and it was like COVID, you know, whatever. Yeah. And the bike got stuck in the Lewis tracks, Team Player Bus Aris. And I was gushing blood all down with smeg and my tussach. And about, like, you know, the way, like, they'd be kind of, I don't know, Dina Le addiction, give me in a crook of Team Player Bus Aris. There was about 7 or 8 of them and like strung out of it, but the loveliest creators that of, oh my God, dote. So they were all milling around me and like, you know, mopping me up and everything. And I was like, oh, thanks a million. And they were like, oh, yeah, all right, love and blah, blah. And I was like, oh, you know, and then like,
and it's actually an awful fright.
But you know what? Fi Iridina Timbo, and they were the ones who stopped and helped me. And then, I'd be very like that then. I'd be like, I wouldn't want to make any kind of a fuss about a female lead and egg and leg and I'm so I was like, no, I'm grand, and I got up on my bike and like the whole way out.
Are weird stitches all?
No, so I should have got stitches because I went then a kid Lila Gneen Duchtor and the Duchtor was like, you're gonna need stitches and that. And again, like just me being counted on, I was like, no, it's grand. And he was like, no, Darren, like you're a TV presenter and this is your face. Like you should definitely
The money maker.
It's the money maker, baby.
Money maker, girl.
But like, I didn't get the stitches and sure look, it's grand. Like I just have a little leaner
face. Nora hit this on Roher in Eindhoven. We were filming with Tank. Actually, I would wish it was on. It had been filmed because I'd love to see it back. But Horlicht Gahana Tapa, and I was on my phone cycling, also don't recommend without a helmet. And near me, excuse all I got now, but two bikes came beside me and just I lost control and the front wheel, I guess I was going so fast as well, hit the curb and I just went over the handlebars and landed actually lava first. So I got all gravel bread in my hands, thank God. But I hopped my chin like this and I actually, you know, Shalina like jaw of Risha, and I was like, fuck it anyway, if I break my jaw, because I could like feel it, you know, I bit on my tongue like a, like that. And anyway, started pissing blood from my chin and I was like, fuck it now, this is not ideal. But you know, Nuramin, you're in shock, weren't they? You just go ride it. Hot me a rash here in Roher. I saw a rash quick and old stone, and actually Vula's a Prunchius again. And I was like, Prunchius was like, I hadn't realized that as I was cycling home, the wind was like, you know, the blood was flowing up. So I was like, so to get a brave heart, you know, my whole face was covered in blood and my hands were covered in blood. And I was like, hey, Prunchius, how'd you get out this morning? And he was like, Jesus Christ, like, what happened to you? And I was like, I think I just cut my chin there. And he was like, no, Louise, there's a hole in your face. So Hoogshay picked her and I hadn't seen it. Goodie, they're hunting me and picked her. And I was like, as you know, then you get really woozy and lightheaded. And I was like, fuck, fuck, fuck. And I was like, okay, don't tell anyone the crew. Let's just go upstairs and wash it. And he was like, no, I don't think we can wash it, Louise. He was like, I can see something inside in your face. Like, he was like, no, no. So, yeah, anyway, then just Coomer, Quiggan Ospidale. And there was a really lovely nurse and she was like, lie down there. She injected whatever and they just zipped me up. And thank God we were in Eindhoven because the Netherlands is great. There's everything is medicinal and it's all her fault. So we had a few medicinal hits of different ruddy and Aishin and honest God.
I thought you were talking about their amazing healthcare system. Amazing.
Not their, then that's great as well.
Not their alternatives.
Not their alternative health. It ma Irene to Gertha, are you like, do you indulge in the pain? Do you now more than a fasta or do you like just try and make it like, no, it's not a thing?
No, Mar, it's, I have to say one of the most embarrassing things in the world is being hurt in front of people.
Yeah. Oh, it's so embarrassing.
I've done a rash quick on crew and Aishin and have, do you know when, this is what I hate and everyone's like, are you okay? Okay. Oh, are you okay?
I wish it never happened
and no one knew.
And Os Core group the like cage stalty manskula.
Oh yeah.
If I may talk to shock there is, and I just tripped over the lip of the door and I just went straight on my
face. No.
Os Core cage stalty fucking manskula.
Oh no.
And I just went and cast me seals, but I was, it was just my throat.
Oh my god.
Like, so embarrassing.
Oh my god. So no, there's nothing worse. There is nothing worse.
Her horn ain't would reeve div a shiv like in one eyebrow and one job or like her hit shiv. Like that's my
Rodestani. I'm sure her horla,
Horler they can Michael Cahir Fishy Snick Cadets and she last minute cancellation V Bonnacle booked call and then she rang me and was like, oh my god, like we're up Schitt's Creek. Any chance that you'll come down and play a few tunes at this big passing out party thing? So I like look grand, no bother. So Homer she's getting Kurach and Ehigin. And like big room full of sexy army men and we were leaving out everybody coming up like such, they're obviously taught to be really polite because they were all coming up to us and like, oh, like thanks a million girls and, you know, shake hands and all the rest. And like, Joe, we were overwhelmed by how good looking they all were. Anyway, we're leaving, coming out like the big doors and don't I fucking land on my arse, made a big wallop of a thing, my fiddle on my back. Oh, it was so mortifying. I was like throbbing with the pain of the whole, like it was really bad. Oh, Erma Ho and Erma Graum, Erma Chus, like, and like the whole place, it made such a clatter, like the whole place turned around and I was like, oh my God, I was fucking, I can still feel the mortification, whatever, like 5 or 6 years later. but anyway, God, yeah.
I actually think of Aitamish Nismo Elamo Foshti. You know, no horns like Kasula Shin. Like, just like, Tosin Shida Queen Amaris, coming off, we care to Kappas Dini Fu. Whereas, like the Anagum Sarah Colleen, it was kind of Kasula Tosa, you know, nor hit to us and Roher, just land to that. The Anagum Sarah Colleen, August Vishi, grit on Vos, Vul Kori. And she was so embarrassed, she just got up and ran off.
Oh my god.
He was calling her skull. Now, I don't think Revan Corey will on a hopic, but like her, the bruise she had her crumb on because a car literally like drove into her and she was so embarrassed. Marvi slew a dini egg on Stodd and Fuss. She was like, whoops, and just got up and rishi right in Stodd and Fuss. Like, we need to like Kaiwa Nismo Ara Horthy. Like, if a car hits you, stay in situ.
Oh my goodness.
Okay?
Yeah.
On lay.
Do you know, Carl Lumsa, and you definitely know, sorry, that's insane.
That is
Nervimer Hulseg Narachtis. Litter cannon God, it must be deadly, you know him.
Yeah.
He Fisha Dear Show Tacht Vala OJ1 and he got hit by a car, like Fisha really old, and he got hit by a car and they called an ambulance and he came to, and in his head he was still in America. So he was like, No. He was like, I'm not paying the ambulance fee. So left, fled the scene of the accident, and being like, being tamani, like on the ambulance, it was got in a like all lurg, femur fanacht in a GAA hall.
Illiter cannon.
He actually got banned from the Oireachtas by UCD Traishin because, you know, there was a string. But this wasn't even what broke the camel's back. But our fag, the Shachtaninik, like he was, the guards in Illiter cannon were like trying to hunt him down, be like, who is this man who, like, yeah, run over by a taxi.
But you know, lads, never thought you, I actually had in chat Shona Daney with the lads in text Tashel because we were at Tashel and there was a team sharing over anyway, but that's a scale for another day. And I was saying, when you are sometimes near Shina, you are like, it's very you have a very different reaction to the reaction you'd have August to Lewis Nafedi or even the Yegor. Yeah. Like, so nervous, like Nadiog. The year I lived in China, Sanolskol, we went traveling around Vietnam and we were on shoestring budgets, we'd no money, right? So Kandana, it was Madden Oraha, we followed these, we'd rented these scooters, okay, because we didn't have enough money to go on the big tourist exhibitions out to the sand dunes to watch these amazing sunsets. But we knew that, like, at say Schachtklok or Madden, the fancy tourists would leave this hotel. So we were like, if we on our scooters get there, we can follow the jeeps out to the sunset place and we can watch the sunset, okay, or the sunrise, obviously, because it was their Madden. So Misha Agassifa Malloy and Kalino Litrima were on one scooter, and in front of us were our friends Neil and Lydia, right? And we were like, imagine, no cluggage, no helmets, no nothing, these little scooters in Vietnam booting out dirt tracks behind a jeep, a safari jeep, like, to try and get to a sunrise spot. So anyway, we were at the Montaway, that was all grand, we were going really fast, and it was like four Armadan, it was like a couig o'clock. So I had a scarf around my shoulders, okay, and I took it off.
Was it designer?
To wrap knee, I can point to show my hairline, but I took it off to wrap it around me and Aoife, because we were both like freezing and everything, okay. And if the scarf took it off my neck, didn't the wind catch it, pull it around us and over Aoife's eyes. It was like the mount and scooter. So anyway, we teamed the scooter going, we fucking flew off the road and into the side of the road into a sand dune, right? But you know, in our nintna, we were fucking so aguerre of on the like sunrise, caught, bruised in bits. We hopped back up, got back on the scooter, blood streaming off our legs, and we were like, we better catch up with the jeep. And like, near even Chapmer, Grammer, Hate, Titham, like, we could have fucking
died.
If it was our heads had it rocked or anything. Joe, we were just lucky. We kind of skid along the road and then our legs are all like gravel burnt and everything. But you know, August through the Yegor, you're just like, ah, be grand. Ha,
oh, yeah. Oh, it's a part of a story. Like,
and you're like, we don't have, like, I don't know, Arachis, no Ainrod, like, August my Dictatial. So we just hopped back onto the scooter, and
like,
off we went.
Kroger knew Amaduk of Eurogonesia.
Amaduk.
But I'd be a real one now. If something happens to me, like, I will not, I can't let on about, well, sometimes I can be a bit dramatic, actually. No, I totally ignore that, actually.
Yeah, it's fail.
It's fail. I'm very dramatic.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Tallest to come, how to know if you're clumsy. Okay. On Nerek Shiv or Dini Clumsy Shiv?
I am clumsy.
Yeah, Misha Freshen. Yeah. I didn't think I was. And then, I don't know, Darren colleague only, he's like, why are you so clumsy?
Neither will I'm going up to clumsy. I actually don't think I am, sorry now.
Well, let's make a list there. Okay, so Ibrahim, you have PTSD from certain staircases. So it goes thyrefuile that
no.
you...
No, I can't. All right. Well, does it?
I don't think you will in styra fuile. No.
Now, I don't love going down a styra with Solly Orda on me.
Oh, yeah, but that's... I just
wouldn't go down one. Would you... Hear the question. Would you go down a staircase in heels, girl, without holding a banister?
Girl, how are you supposed to present dance with stars if you can't go down a staircase
in
heels?
Yeah, so... Oh, my God.
Can you hold
practice
the banister anywhere down?
Massimo.
I don't know. I'd be gone anyway,
that room yet. If you can't... There's actually stairs that come from the 5th floor to the 4th floor of Marconi House, and often you see people because you have to go up there to get to the kitchen. So anyone that's making a cup of coffee throughout the day will come from either like News Talk, Today FM, whatever. And often people have a little schlown,
little temperature. Yeah.
Jeez.
Ever though, you get anxious at the first sign of snow because ice falls happen.
No.
Neil Mudin, our fear, new authority.
Oh, no.
Sorry, can you believe he's never been found?
Love what? That for him. Love
he's
that
never
for
been
him.
Found. He's never
and
been found.
A celebrity lives among us.
He's the only anonymous man in Ireland, I feel.
God almighty. Yeah. Wait till Louise Cantlin gets a hold of him. Right. Yeah. If we put Louise on the case, she'd find a connection.
That's a big break, Louise. That would be a big break.
Oh my God. Yes. The investigative journalism we need.
Ivoritree, your friends take preventative measures for you.
No.
Oh my God, better not go.
Guys, we are so.
Actually, preventative measures.
So, like, your friends have become immune to your clumsiness, but if someone suggests something that requires too much coordination, they'll speak up and shout no before you even get a chance to respond. And they probably consider covering you in bubble wrap to make things easier.
No. Do you know what? Clumsy, this is, I, Fimisha Gashiva account in Solo Denny, and Fimar account me, like, you know, when you're just like, like, that's a bit of a dud. Like, we were speaking specifically about, I don't know how I'm going to say this. No, about men. We're like, do you know, like, men are like, some men are so hot, and then other men are like, a bit of a dud, like, do you know? Like, that's an awful thing.
I think
clumsy, it's giving dud.
Yeah, clumsy.
Sorry.
No, a competent man, a man who's not clumsy. Oh. Like, actually, do you know what I think is very sexy about Devon? His reflexes. He's got such good reflexes. If I threw something at him, like, I don't know what I'd be throwing at him.
Now, why would I ever be throwing something at my husband?
Like, obviously he's an amazing sportsman, but he's so good at catching things.
Is he?
I find it very sexy. He's very
I can see
quick
why
reflexes.
You would. Yeah, I can see why you would. Yeah,
and he can, like, he's very strong. And
oh, Jesus Christ!
I haven't seen him in ages.
I know he can't beat the other.
And a good gluttonous arse.
Yeah. Like, men's arses are so hit and miss. A good tone. Yeah, like, I agree. Big.
I like more than a handful.
Yeah,
like than a handful. Yeah,
and a good thigh, lads.
Yeah,
a good back.
Yeah. Good musty leg.
Ooh, stop.
God, we had a really horny episode last week. Clumsy. Can't do it again.
Okay, Kay Kennedy, you have the weirdest injury stories.
Oh, I have a lot of injury stories now that I just like to bore people with. They're so boring.
Did you ever fall off a Vespa?
Well, wait till I tell you, okay? I won't subject you to. Yeah, I know. Well, I was actually delighted and there were whole Magrebesha topping the shock.
Sorry, you're not telling
another,
us again. We know
another,
it.
No, but you know what? My sister was saying to me, she's like the most stressful because obviously I actually couldn't walk for like nearly 2 months. Like, it was just ridiculous when I fell off the Vespa. But my sister was like, the most stressful thing about the whole thing was that, like, she was like, by virtue of the fact that I was trying to be like, no, I'm fine, it's grand, especially because my parents were like fucking freaked about the whole thing. I couldn't tell them about it because I knew they'd be up to high dough. And she was like, the most stressful thing about it is how much you're like trying to downplay it. And you're like, no, I'm fine, where you clearly can't walk. And then,
to be fair, like, you barely mentioned it.
No, to be fair, I think I only started mentioning it after I healed from it. It's more so the scar that bothers me. Okay, anyway, look, I'm just
Can I actually reference where they're going to Dorothy Nice Lewis and Agron?
Yeah.
You said you get over things really quickly.
I know, but I just, like, it's,
I think this is a perfect example of
No, but do you know what bothers me is I'm such a girl. I'm such a girl to get the legs out all the time. Like, see now, this time of year, it's fucking killing me because I've just big purple.
And your legs were out.
Can I tell you though, I had to, before I left the house, I had to ask my brother, like, who's not a good person to ask. I was like, inspect my legs here now and tell me, like, can you see any?
Darren, I think you think about it.
Yeah, self-conscious.
I know. Okay, let that be the end of it.
Can we leave that? Yes. And what's Riv Bialtina? What's the Abron?
Abron. Yeah.
I think you need to write on a piece of paper and burn it.
Okay. Right. Yeah. Yeah. I know. Yeah. No. I know. Okay. This is hilarious.
Maybe
really...
You need to face your fears. Maybe we need to get you back on a Vespa.
To be honest, I probably will. See, this is a big problem with this as well. I promised my dad when I went to Thailand years ago that I wouldn't go on a Vespa, right?
Yeah.
And when it happened, because, like, he'd be really like, now he was like, now I made this promise, like, 10 years ago. And he was like, I can't believe you broke that promise. I was like, I fucking forgot about the promise. So he's like, you have to promise me now again that you won't. But I also promised him I'd never smoke again. And look, we all know that didn't happen.
I give a hoor about Carl Arden. You really do. Riding anything abroad is dangerous. I'm talking about horses and scooters and bikes.
And listen, you don't know.
Sorry, did I tell you I rode a camel there? Listen to this. Road riding,
right.
Ag marciocht camel. Again, take Statel Strad 3 to Nolagishtach.
There's a nasally voice.
Was that?
Yeah.
Oh, it's obviously when I'm going to take the piss. Then I do.
Take Statel Strad 3.
Oh. Yeah. Anyway, got up and guess what the camel's name was?
Erin.
Madonna. Ooh. She was some queen. Camels apparently are absolute bitches.
Yeah, I rode a camel
bitches,
as well once before.
Yeah, you're being to cough shell or
they're meant to be some bitches. And do you know that their humps are not full of water? They're full of fat.
Full of fat. Oh, yeah. I had an old spin on a camel once as well.
It's a very not nice thing. He gets up kind of like hind legs first and then back.
So I know. You're kind of all over the shop.
Yeah. By the way, in Real Housewives of New York, where in Luan, Countess Luan nearly got thrown off.
Yeah.
There you go.
Anyway, more boring stories. Yeah.
Erin Elston. Okay. Then with Cooper Rodella and then Dinamon and Glute. You find random bruises from running into inanimate objects.
I am a good woman now for random bruises. Expression. Yeah.
Yeah.
Listen, some of them can be good. Yeah. Some of them.
Yeah.
Not so much.
I hate Derek Shockton and Casula Hen.
Do you know, because I think that we're always fucking booting around all three of us.
Yeah. I'm an awful one. Do you ever like hit your hip off something? I always have a bruise around my hip. So annoying.
Yeah.
No, Mucosa are going black and blue. You amaze yourself and others that you can function in heels.
Mm. I'm a fucking awful heel wearer. I hate them. Well, no, I've gotten more into them now, but like Nervy Mishikur and Gradham Kill, Lauren and Kiedvian. I was only bit
platform
of fake hooey. Yeah, platform is the only way.
Secret, yeah. And Balak and Tussie.
But my, like, on Shiva Ella and Mahela Rollin, she was like, oh my God. She's like, I couldn't get over it. Like, you walking out onto stage, you know, full glam. And then she's like, you're trotting on. Like, she was like, it was clear that we do really me comportach. No, this was our Nervy Mecker, Machiad, like, live kind of, you know, glam TV thing. A lot. It was, it was my first live.
Clomping
it was my first award ceremony. Yeah.
Clomping is not great, like when you're in Davish. No. It's hard. There's a skill. Do you know, actually, I think Shiva ni Rorik does that. You walking heels,
oh
you standing,
God.
Your posture,
no, you're
kicking
so
her
good.
All to
you are.
On Shlian Ultuna and Shassav, I was actually watching her work the red
carpet. Yes, girl.
I was like, fuck it. Anyway, the leg, right? I thought you'd overstretched. I was like, she's fucking stuck her leg out too far there. You look too sprawled.
Legs akimbo.
But then, Chodic May on press pick, and I was like, it was the perfect amount of spreadage. I'm not spreading enough.
Well, doors on Gringo afterwards. So we're going to make Ken a mock, and then we're going to make Ken a shock, and he goes, no, put it back out.
Yeah.
It's the door to loom.
Okay. Sorry, and you kind of cock your arse back and your shoulders back.
Yes.
And your
Actually, I don't know. A great silhouette. You've got a great silhouette.
I'm going to do a silhouette. Masterclass.
Please,
Patreon.
Yes, please. Oh my God, please. Yeah. Yes, would love.
Because I was like, fucking, I looked then. Shiva took a little fish on of me. Sorry, we said we wouldn't talk about this, Arish, but at the side of the red carpet, and I'm like swinging the dress and my shoulders are curled over. And I was like, why weren't you like, do you know my mother actually, this is hilarious. I'm out in Coco or in Pod. She DM'd me saying, shoulders back. Because I'd say like in some goon, I was like, ugh. But fair enough.
No, it's so I noticed that so much when I don't have my postures. Yeah, it's all about the shoulders.
Shoulders,
you look
back.
Like you glide when you have shoulders
and
back,
you
but you like
it.
Little hunchback with the fucking shoulder. Yeah, I always have the shoulders on
but it's just on Rudd show, like oriented to me, just like see and then like tug him for Yara, and it's just like
it's unreal.
Like,
it's just
like ord look. Am I giving a fucking etiquette class?
No, you're so we want it. This is the content we want.
Okay. Just getting a ruddy shit. Glute, a colony.
Gertha.
Ibian.
Máchal is like a blemish. I suppose a blemish, but like I would say Máchal or like a scar.
Oh, Maudie Crusher.
Maudie Crusher.
Yeah, my besties.
Well, like Shannock Alliance, something like Bishop. Bishop Hurt is what you can say to someone if you want to say.
Yeah, or
well soon as
that. No, like Tasulagum Gometur, the Hannah Lame Arisht. The Hannah Lame. So, you're back to your
Hannah Lame
best self. Yeah.
Kermo, Aidan of Eamshake, Overlash, Kershay Tesk, and then a VH like a raw, Otham 18, Efrain of Vet, Shiganu, Kershay Tesk, Rash, I guess, Hasigoy, a raw. Bishop Earth Galua, but with an iPhone like autocorrect there, because they're actually bisexual Earth Galua.
Well, you know, gobble gobble
yeah.
A fucking gobbler, I still can't get over that. Yeah,
look, gobble go Joe.
Yeah.
A gobble, 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 a gobble Air note us in.
Slán.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hello, a word tussa, a giri nismo, how to gail, idle hail. Well, ta dan urta going deep.
Yes, Tom Witt Air Patreon. We'll have a bonus app that drops every Thursday. Let nismo gwelge, August nismo glush.
And we also have monthly Q&As. We have all our podcasts in full video form, and we will add you to the close friends.
So sign up to our Patreon, August 4th, talk yuk star bud crayla.
Link to our Patreon is in the show notes.